个主日的清晨，我们再来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning we continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读两处圣经经文。
Stand up and let the two scriptures.
啊，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文。我们先来读罗马书的第一章，我们从第三节读到第四节。罗马书一章三节起。论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。好，我们再来读罗马书的三章二十五节的前半部分。啊，罗马书三章二十五节起，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上大爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Hey, Father, we thank you, praise you.
啊，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
Thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ.
让这一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
All those who trust him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
主耶稣在十字架上彰显的不仅仅是神对罪人的爱。
Jesus demonstrated not only the love of God towards the sinner on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上彰显的更是天父上帝圣洁公义。
And you also demonstrate the holy, just of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praying name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在上一个主日思想了耶稣为什么要来到这个世界上做人。
Last Sunday we talked about why Jesus had to come to this world to become a man.
我们今天来思想为什么耶稣来到这个世界上受死。
Today we're going to think about, we're going to study why Jesus have to die.
耶稣曾经说过他来到世界上的目的。
Jesus talked about his purpose of coming to this world.
耶稣说他来到世界上的目的就是要来作为赎罪祭，在十字架上受死。这就是耶稣来到世界上的。
And Jesus talked about his purpose is he come to this world here as a sin sacrifice.
我们都知道耶稣在十字架上担负世人的罪，让一切信靠他的人罪得赦免，罪得洁净，能够与神和好。
And we all know Jesus Christ died on the cross. All those trust him can be sin be cleansing and sin be forgiven and be reconciled with God.
这是福音的信息，福音的真理我们已经非常熟悉了。
And this is the gospel and the main message I think we're probably very familiar with it.
但是我们还是想再问一句，为什么耶稣一定要死？
But I want to ask one more question, why Jesus have to die?
因为耶稣他自己曾经讲过这样的一个浪子的比喻。
Because Jesus have told a story of a prodigal son.
那么浪子这个比喻，我们弟兄姊妹在座弟兄姊妹很多都非常的熟悉了。我们都知道这个浪子活在最终享受最终之乐。
Yeah, but really, that story actually all of us probably very familiar with. This prodigal son actually living a sin and enjoy all the sinful life.
然后最后这个浪子有一天他认罪悔改回到父亲家中。
And one day he confesses sin, he returned to his father's house.
然后父亲看到浪子回来，父亲非常的高兴，父亲就跟浪子和好把这个戒指给他戴上，上好的袍子给他穿上，甚至为他摆设筵席。
And the father saw this father's son come back, he's very happy and he put the robe around him andset a feast for him, even gave him a ring.
我们都知道耶稣所说的这个浪子的比喻当中，这个浪子呢就象征或者代表我们这世上犯罪的世人。
Of course, that we all know that in Jesus' story about the prodigal son is symbolize all the sinners in this world.
那个父亲呢当然就是象征天父上帝了。
And the father of course symbolized God.
这个故事一个美好的结局，父亲跟浪子和好了。
And there's a beautiful conclusion of that story, the son and the prodigal son and reconciled with the father.
意思说讲这个故事当中有没有死亡呢？
And in the story, is there any death?
有没有十字架呢？
There's a cross there.
有没有任何人受到的刑罚呢？
Is anyone being punished?
都没有，对不对？
There's none.
哎，这不是很好吗
？And we think, oh, that's good.
哎，世人认罪悔改，天父上帝与世人和好，不需要十字架，不需要死，不需要刑罚。
So people confess and God forgive and reconcile. There's no cross, no punishment, no death. Was that good?
为什么一定耶稣一定要死，人才能够跟神和好呢
？And why Jesus have to die, then man can be reconciled with God?
都像浪子跟这个父亲一样，浪子认罪，父亲拥抱，很好啊。
And can we just like the prodigal son, and he confesses sin, and the father just embraced him?
这个比喻是耶稣说的，对不对
？And this is what Jesus told the story,、the parable.
啊，我知道很多弟兄姊妹对浪子的比喻已经非常熟悉了，但是可能还有朋友对浪子的比喻不是那么熟悉，所以我把浪子的比喻呢给大家再读一遍是这一段圣经的经文给大家再读一遍，那么大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I know none of us are very familiar with that parable, but I feel somebody maybe still some friend maybe still not familiar with that, so I just read it again, which is on the screen.
路加福音十五章十一节到第二十四节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我，他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，即耗尽了一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去。”对他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。”于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。”父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。这就是浪子的比喻。
That's the parable of the prodigal son.
我们看到，在耶稣所讲的这个比喻当中，浪子认罪悔改，父亲拥抱亲吻，没有十字架，没有死亡，没有任何人受刑罚。
We can see in this story, the son confessed and the father embraced him. There's everything good. No death, no cross.
那为什么耶稣基督的福音一定就要告诉我们耶稣死在十字架上呢？
But why the gospel of Jesus Christ have to tell that Jesus died on the cross?
我们今天看到这样的一个比喻，我们对这个比喻，耶稣所说的这个比喻的结果，我们都非常的满意。
And we look at this parable, and we're all very happy with the conclusion of this parable.
那么曾经有一个牧师呢，就把耶稣所说的这个比喻的结果就改了。
And one time, one preacher actually when he changed the conclusion of the parable of Jesus Christ.
然后呢，这个牧师他的版本的浪子的故事是什么呢？就这个浪子回家之后，这个父亲就把浪子就大骂一顿，就把他。打一顿就赶走了。
And his version is when the prodigal son went back to home, confessed sin, went back home, and the father basically beat him and cast him out of the house.
当牧师讲完他的版本的这个浪子的故事之后呢，这个会众当中有一个母亲就按耐不住就站起来，他就说：“这才对呀。”
And when the pastor actually finished his version, and in the audience, this one mother stood up. She just cannot hold of it herself. He said, "That's right."
他说这才是公义公平呐。
And that's just and fair.
他说耶稣所讲这个比喻就应该是这样的。
And end of Jesus' parable should be end like this.
啊，凭什么那个浪子就说一句我错了，然后什么刑罚都没有，然后得到一切？凭什么公义公平何在呀？
And by real, this prodigal son just confesses sin and paid nothing, and then.If that's the case, where is the fairness and justice?
我相信不是只有那一个母亲心里这样想。
I believe probably it's not only this mother think about that way.
我们再看耶稣所做的一件事情哈。
Let's look at another thing that Jesus did.
我们大家还是可以看到屏幕上的经文，我把这个经文给大家读一下。
I read the scripture. You can look at the screen.
约翰福音八章三到十一节。文士和法利赛人将一个行淫时被拿的妇人来叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是在正行淫之时被拿的，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上写字，他们听见这话就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。这是耶稣让一个有罪的女人让她走了。
In this story, Jesus let a woman who committed sin and let her leave.
耶稣在这里说，你们当中谁没有罪，谁可以先拿石头打他。
And Jesus said, among you, you can cast the first stone if you are without sin.
耶稣没有罪，耶稣有权利拿石头打。
And Jesus is the only one who has no sin. He has the right to cast a stone upon this woman.
但耶稣却让这个女人走了。
But Jesus let her go.
我们看见这个女人有没有说一句我错了呢？
And do we see anything that Jesus, the woman said I'm wrong?
刚才那个浪子还说一句我错了，对不对？
If you think about the prodigal son, actually, he confessed his sin.
这个女人甚至连一句我错了都没有。
And in this story, this woman actually even didn't say anything.
这个女人正在犯罪的时候被抓。
She was caught while she's committed sin.
她可能已经破坏了很多人的婚姻，很多人的家庭。
She probably destroyed a lot of people's marriage and family.
她可能已经伤害了很多很多的人。
She probably could hurt a lot of people.
但她一句我错了都没有说，她就被放走了。
But she didn't say any single word that I'm wrong.Just let her go.
我们再看一处圣经的经文，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，大家读一下。
Let's look at another scripture and I'll read it for you.
路加福音二十三章三十九到四十三节，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应当的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。那么这段圣经呢，就记载了有一个强盗。
And this scripture record There is a thief.
那这个强盗上天堂的路是最近的。
And this thief has the shortest pathway to the heaven.
他直接走了一个捷径，一下就到天堂里去了。
He actually made a shortcut directly go to heaven.
他就说了一句话：“耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
He just made a simple sentence. Jesus, just remember me when you have your kingdom.
然后他就与耶稣时刻就去到天堂。
At that moment, be with Jesus in the kingdom.
公平吗？
Is that fair?
这个强盗在世界上伤害了很多很多的人呢。
And the thief probably did a lot, killed a lot of people and hurt a lot of people.
对那些被他伤害的人，对那些被他欺压的人，公平吗？
For those people that hurt by him, is that fair?
所以我们为什么提这样的问题呢？其实又回到我们今天一开始提的问题，就是耶稣为什么要死？
Why we ask all those questions is come back to the first question we're asking today is why Jesus had to die.
因为如果耶稣不死在十字架上，这些事情确实不公平。
Because if Jesus did not die on the cross, all those things are indeed not just.
浪子确实应该受刑罚。
The prodigal son should be punished.
浪子确实不应该就说一句我错了就得到一切。
And the prodigal son should not have everything because he said I'm wrong.
那个有罪的女人确实应该受到刑罚。
And the woman shouldn't be punished.
她不能仅仅站在那里什么都不做就被放走了。
She cannot be just stand there without saying anything to let go.
尤其是这个强盗。
Especially this thief.
她确实应该受到刑罚。
He should be punished.
她伤害过很多很多的人。
He hurt so many people.
为很多人带来了痛苦，带来了伤害。
He bring pain and agony to a lot of people.
她确实应该受到刑罚。
He should be punished.
如果耶稣没有被钉死在十字架上，那这一切事情确实是不公义、不公平的。
If Jesus is not crucified on the cross, then all those things are not fair. It's not just.
那么人们看到耶稣，人们看到圣经，人们就看不见上帝的公义、公平，而上帝说自己是公义、公平的。
So if Jesus is not dying on the cross, then people look at the Bible, people cannot say Jesus, a God is just and fair, and God is said he is just.
为什么我们罪人只要认罪悔改，我们就能够与圣洁的神和好呢？因为罪人所受的刑罚，耶稣承担。
Why sinner, when we confess our sin, we can be reconciled with God because the punishment of sin.Is bared by Jesus Christ.
为什么有罪的女人啊，耶稣说他也我也不定你的罪，你以后不要再犯罪，因为他要受的刑罚，耶稣代替他承担。
Why this the woman committed sin? Jesus said, "I do not condemn you, but do not sin again." Because the sin, the punishment that she's supposed to have, Jesus will take it for her.
这个强盗。一辈子可能做了很多很多的坏事，但最后说一句话就上天堂，因为这个强盗受的刑罚，耶稣替他承担。
The thief that did all kinds of things and only say this, speak one sentence, and he's going with Jesus to the heaven because that the punishment that thief is supposed to have, Jesus will take it for him.
当耶稣在这个地上的时候，耶稣说他。赦免人的罪。
When Jesus on the earth, when he said, "He's forgive our people's sin."
当时有很多的文士和法利赛人是非常生气、非常愤怒。你凭什么赦免人的罪啊
？And a lot of those Pharisees and scribes are very angry. By what you can forgive people's sin?
当然，耶稣是道成肉身的上帝，道他就有这个权柄，因为人犯罪是得罪神。
Of course, Jesus is will become flesh. He is a God. Of course, he can have this power because people sin is sin against God.
啊，但是耶稣他有权柄赦免人的罪，但是更是耶稣担负世人的罪。
Jesus have the power to forgive our sins, but more than that, Jesus bear people's sin.
然后代替世人在十字架上接受了罪的刑罚。
And he served as a substitute that on the cross he took the punishment of the sin.
所以一切信靠耶稣的人对上帝的亏欠，耶稣偿还了，罪债还清了。
All the short of the people's sin towards God are paid by Jesus Christ. All the debt paid by Jesus Christ.
所以那些犯罪亏欠上帝、信靠耶稣的人，他们不再亏欠上帝了。
So all the debt that sinner owed to God is no longer owned.
因为信靠耶稣的人，他们的罪债，耶稣代替他们还清。
Because those debt are paid by Jesus Christ.
所以这就是为什么耶稣一定要死在十字架上。
That's why Jesus has to die on the cross.
那我们就会说，那耶稣讲的浪子的比喻，为什么没有刑罚，没有十字架，没有死呢？
And then we go back to ask, say, why the parable that Jesus said about prodigal son? In that parable, there is no death, no punishment.
因为浪子的比喻是让我们看到我们是那浪子， 我们该做的。
Because that story, that parable is let us see we are the prodigal son and what we should do.
上帝把这救恩预备好，我们该做的是信靠这救恩。
God prepared this salvation, and what we need to do is trust this salvation, accept the salvation.
我们今天一开始读罗马书三章二十五节，然后在我们带领的姊妹当中，也让我们看到这一节。我们再一起来读罗马书三章二十五节的前半部分。
Let's read the Romans chapter 3 verse 25, the first part of that verse.
我们一起来读罗马书三章二十五节起。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。我们特别看到，耶稣成为挽回祭，让一切信靠他的人罪得赦免，是要显明神的什么义？那么我们以前我们说到耶稣死在十字架上，这是彰显神的爱。对不对？我们常常说这是彰显神的爱。你看，上帝爱我们在哪里？我们可以看到，在十字架上，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们然后担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。神如此的爱罪人，我们当我们来思想十字架的时候，思想耶稣的死的时候，我们往往是看到神的爱，但是这一处圣经却尤其指出要看到神的公义。
In this scripture, we said Jesus' sin sacrifice demonstrates the justice of God, justice of God. We always say Jesus Christ died on the cross to show the love of God. We very much understand that, but this scripture particularly said Jesus died on the cross as a sin sacrifice is to demonstrate his righteousness, God's righteousness.
为什么呢？如果那个浪子仅仅说一句话，我错了，然后他就得到父亲的一切，这确实没有公义公平。
Why is that? Because if the prodigal son just simply said I'm wrong and he get everything, and that truly there is no righteousness there.
那许许多多的罪人，如果仅仅就说我错了，我信耶稣，然后就与神和好，然后没有任何的刑罚，没有任何的审判，这确实是没有公义公平。
There are so many sinners just say I'm wrong, I believe in Jesus, but in between there is no punishment, no justice. Then truly there is no justice there.
但是神让他的独生爱子耶稣基督死，确实在十字架上，就彰显这公义公平。
So, God let His only begotten Son die on the cross is to demonstrate God's justice.
公义圣洁的上帝绝对不会容忍罪，罪一定会被刑罚。
Holy and just God will never tolerate the sin. A sin has to be punished.
而神是慈爱的神，他要拯救犯罪的人。
And God is God of love. He wants to save those who sin.
上帝的公义圣洁，上帝的慈爱，怎样能够和谐呢？
Righteousness of God and the love of God, how can be harmonically put together?
在十字架上，
It's on the cross.
上帝彰显他的公义，
God demonstrates his righteousness.
罪人有没有受到刑罚？有受到刑罚。
Is sin been punished? Yes, they do.
圣洁公义的上帝对罪人愤怒的审判刑罚落在担负世人的罪的主耶稣身上。
The Holy God, his wrath of judgment is falls upon Jesus Christ, who bear all the sinners' sin.
所以我们今天呢，我们来思想耶稣为什么一定要死？耶稣的死让我们看到神的圣洁和公义。
So when we think about meditate why Jesus have to die today, we understand that it demonstrates God's holiness and God's justice.
上帝断不以有罪的为无罪的。
God will never treat sin as a no sin.
那么耶稣为什么一定要死在十字架上呢？也让我们看见我们人的罪是何等的大。
And why Jesus died on the cross also demonstrated and showed us how great is our sin.
耶稣是上帝独生爱子。
God Jesus is the only begotten Son of God.
耶稣就是道成肉身的上帝他自己。
He himself is a word become flesh. He is a God himself.
但是他居然在十字架上献上他自己，牺牲他自己，成为赎罪祭，成为挽回祭，付上如此大的代价。
And he himself, God himself, died on cross, and as a sin sacrifice, and so he paid such a great price.
这说明什么呢？这说明人的罪是何等的深呐！
That also shows how deep and profound is a human sin.
啊，我前两天看了一个小视频。
And a couple days ago, I saw a video.
啊，大家可能看得不太清楚啊，然后我也不知道为什么，这其实是大概十几秒钟的一个视频，但是我们在这里只能看到一个画面。是什么呢？一个完全被彻底摧毁、夷为平地的一个城市。
And this is like a couple of 10 seconds of the video. Somehow, couldn't see it. I only can see a picture, and it's not very clear. The picture basically shows a completely destroyed city.
然后大家可能只看到这部分，但是这其实是一个十几秒钟的视频，就是被摧毁的绝对不是你所看到的这一个画面这一块。
And its picture is not that clear. The video is much more clear. The devastation of this destruction is not what demonstrating that picture.
这不是发生在上个世纪的第二次世界大战。
It's not happened in the World War II of last century.
这就是此刻，这就是现在。
And this is happening now, right now.
啊，其实我觉得所有在这看到大家看到这样的一个画面，我们知道对所有死亡人数的统计，其实都可能是一个笑话。
And if you look at this picture, and you think if all the statistics of dead people of death is just a joke,
可能也没有人真正会去统计。
And maybe people even didn't bother to make that statistics.
无数的人被屠杀，无数的妇女儿童被屠杀，为什么呢？
Countless people have been murdered, and women and children. Why?
因为什么呢
？Why is that?
为了贪婪，为了骄傲。
Because of the greedy, because of the pride.
因为人的罪，因为人自以为上帝，我可以审判别人。
Because people sin, because people's self-righteousness, they play God. They think they can judge.
我们在其他的被盗物身上看不到这样的屠杀。
From the other animals, we cannot see this type of destruction or murder.
其他的禽兽，其他的被盗物，他们屠杀为了食物，吃饱了就可以了呀。
All the animals, they do kill, but they kill just for their food. And once their food, they're done, they stopped.
我们经常可以看到那个什么 mountain man 啊，甚至跟那些小鹿啊，他们都在一起，因为都很和谐。为什么？因为他吃饱了。
And when you see the picture, when the mountain lion is full, they can be peacefully live with the deers because they no need to kill.
啊，曾经有个很著名的作家，他说这样的话。他说：“什么是最大的乐趣呢 ？Hunting man 是最大的乐趣。”
And this famous author, he wrote a book. He said, "What's the biggest joy is the hunting man."
啊，你尤其是你 hunting 那些 armed man， 哇，你做那个你其他你啥事都不想干，最大的乐趣。
He said, "If you have this experience hunting man, and you probably don't enjoy anything else."
这就是人。
And this is a human.
人是罪人。
Human is a sinner. We are the sinner.
圣经说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？And the Bible said, "The heart of a deceiver above all the things and beyond cure."
这句话说的是我，说的是你。
And this is say about me and say about you.
我们华人，我们去辱骂一个人，我们最厉害、最厉害的话说，就是你这个人呐、啊，禽兽不如啊。
In Chinese, that when we curse people, probably the worst thing we can say is you are even not like an animal.
那圣经说，你拿人的心跟禽兽的心比，你都是把人心高抬了呀，都不能比的。
But Bible said, if you compare human heart with animal, you are overloaded human heart.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处啊！
And he said this is deceivable and above all the things beyond cure.
我们看到很多很多小猫小狗非常的善良，无论它的主人怎样欺骗它，怎样抛弃它，那边就有一个动物医院，每天无数的宠物在那里所谓人道啊处理。
And you see a lot of cat or dog are very kind, no matter how their master mistreat them.
我曾经看了一个数字啊，就在北美，每年就是遗弃的这些小宠物600多万。
I have one time I run into statistics. Every year in North America, the pet are being like threw away by their master is like 600 million.
所以我相信很多人家里，你可能也有过养小宠物的经验。
I think some of you would have the experience of a pet with you at home.
我们从他们身上取乐，我们从他们身上得到所谓的情感安慰。但是很多很多时候，我们欺骗他们，抛弃他们。
We enjoy from them. We have a joy from them. We get so called comfort from them, but sometimes we could even just deceive them and also get rid of them.
但是很多，我相信很多家的小狗对你还是非常忠诚，是不是
？But I believe all the animals are pet are very fond of you.
啊，有时候我们常常会看到，我们常常会有些人啊，甚至包括我自己，有时候看到别人倒霉啊，看到别人怎么样，我们心里很高兴的。
And sometimes when we think about it, even including myself, when we see people running into bad things, I'm kind of happy.
啊，我们在这，我们看其他的禽兽，你哪有这样的
？And if we look at other animals, they don't have that type of expression.
啊，有时候我看到一些比我年轻的一些朋友，哎，他们好像体检指标还不如我，他们好像也都努力，我心里高兴。你看，我比你大那么多，我都没事，你这样。
And I look at, sometimes I look at some people younger than me, their physical check, certain index is not even worse than me. I kind of, great, it feels great because you're younger than me, but you're worse than me.
然后我说，哎呀，这都是小事情啦。
And I would say, oh, these are small things.
但是耶稣说，当我们看别人，当我们说别人是傻瓜，是笨蛋的时候，我们难逃地狱的火。
But Jesus said, when we say other people are fools, or curse other people who are not be able to escape the fire of hell.
今天有些人把一个城市都轰平了，他也说这都是小事情啊，负债伤害啊，难免啊。
And today, even people like a bomb and destroy the whole city, they also saying this is a small thing, is the collateral damage, small thing.
有一次，耶稣的门徒说：“让你从天上降下火来吧，把这个村里的人全部烧死吧。”
At one time, Jesus' disciple told Jesus that, "Hey, let's send fire from the heaven to destroy this whole village."
啊，要是今天的一些政治领袖就会说：“哎，好，赶紧的。”
If according to today's some political leaders, they will say, "Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it."
但耶稣说什么？耶稣对他们说：“你们的心如何，你们不知道。”
But Jesus told his disciples at that time, he said, "You don't know how bad is your heart is."
就你们的心坏透了，人的心坏透了呀。
And basically, Jesus said, "Your heart is like a wicked to the very utmost."
所以上帝要付出如此大的代价，所以这就是为什么耶稣要死，一定要死，要付出如此大的代价，因为我们真的是坏透了，我们罪太大了。
So that's why the Son of God have to die, have to die on the cross because our sin is so profound.
我们都知道有一个非常优秀著名的神学家奥古斯丁，他对我们基督教的信仰有非常大的贡献。
One of these famous theologians in Augustine has a great contribution to the theology.
然后呢，他写一本书叫《忏悔录》。
And he has a book called Confession.
然后呢，他就回忆他自己的罪。
And he recalled his own sin.
然后你知道，奥古斯丁这个人呐、啊，他以前信主之前，他的生活是非常败坏堕落的，十几岁就跟个妓女就同居了。
And we know since
18岁吧，十七岁。
So Augustine actually before he became a converted, become a Christian, And his life is very corrupted. I think it may be 18 or 17. He started to live with a prostitute.
然后他说，哎，他在忏悔录里回想他的罪，但是说，那我要看一看，我要看一看，这个人是犯罪啊，以前。
So in his book, in the confession, he said, "Okay, I need to look at myself, how I sinned before."
结果他回想他的罪，他回想什么事情呢？他居然回想他小时候跟他的伙伴一起去偷别人家的一个梨，就回想这么件事情。
But the things he kind of reflect upon is when he was a boy, he was his friend and.Go to like steal a pear of the neighbor.
就这个事情呢、啊。
It's just this thing.
然后呢，他偷了这个梨呢，他其实他们都知道，他跟他那个小伙伴都知道，就是这个梨子还没有到成熟的季节啊。其实摘下来也没有人会吃它，因为没成熟嘛，那不好吃。但他们就是要去偷。
But he further explored. He said that the time we tried to steal the pear of the tree, they know at that time is not the season of the pear yet. It's that the pear is still not good to eat anyway.
他说人心
and we want to steal.
他人心可怕，罪恶是在什么地方？就是为了偷要偷，就是不饿还要去偷，享受这个最终之乐，甚至追求最终之乐，甚至去说 hunting man 是最大的乐趣。
So he further reflects, this basically shows the weakness of a human being is that I steal because I want to steal, I enjoy the steal, I enjoy hunting the man, that's the weakness of the human being.
享受最终之乐，为了犯罪去犯罪。
Enjoy the sin and commit the sin for the sin.
不是因为我们没有吃，不是因为资源有限，是资源极大丰富了。
It's because I'm hungry. It's not because I'm hungry. It's not because we don't have enough resources. Right now, we have a very abundant resource.
今天人最不喜欢听的就是圣经说人有罪。
Today, people don't like to hear the most is say we are the sinner.
但我们今天要来思想耶稣基督为什么要死。我们就要看到人确实有罪，而且罪太大太大了。
When we think about today, why Jesus have to die, we have to come to this truth that we are sinned and our sin is so profound.
所以我们从十字耶稣的死看到，耶稣为什么一定要死？因为人确实罪太大，神要付出如此大的代价。第二，耶稣为什么要死？我们也看到神对人的爱也确实是大呀。
And so today when we think about when Jesus Christ, why Jesus have to die, number one, our sin is so profound that Jesus have to pay the great price. Second point, we also say God's love is so great.
我们刚才我们看到人的心是怎样的，我相信从我都不会喜欢我自己。
And when we explore our heart, we know what is in our heart. Even myself don't like myself.
但是上帝爱我，甚至为我舍己。
But God loved me and died for me.
所以这就是看到人的罪，我们更看到上帝那真的是爱。
So we can see our sin, and more than that, we see God's great love.
我很多年前年轻的时候，有些人好事人就问我，刚结婚就说，哎，你妈妈跟你老婆掉河里，你救哪一个？
And when I was married, just married, and some people just kind of tried to trick me, ask, say, if your mother and wife both fall in the river, who would you save the first?
如果这后面再加一句话，你救人一定会死，一定会死。
And if they add one more sentence that if you're going to save them, you're going to die.
我们今天在座大家也可以问一下自己这个问题啊。
And you can ask yourself today question.
我的妈妈，我的老婆，我的孩子掉水里了，我只能救一个，而且我一定会死，我救谁
？And we ask this question: If me, my mother and my wife or my children falls in the water, and you only can save one, which one will save? But if you're going to save, you're going to die.
有没有人说我一个都不救的？
Has anyone said, I won't save any one of them?
You 救人会死，一定会死。
end and when you sell it, you will be die.
当然了，可能更多的人会说，那我会救谁谁谁啊，救救谁谁，都会说嘛，因为我们知道这是假设性问题嘛。
This is like a hypothetical question. I believe some of us would say, okay, in this case, I will save which one?
对耶稣来说不是假设性问题啊。
But for Jesus, this is not a hypothetical question.
耶稣非常清楚他来到这个世界上的目的就是要死在十字架上，非常清楚的。
And Jesus is very clear when he comes to this world, he's going to die on the cross.
然后他知道他要舍命，他为谁舍命？不是为那可爱的人，不是。可恨的罪人。
And he knows he's going to give his life for those not the one he loves, but those who hate him.
所以我们从此才知道上帝何等的爱我们。
So because Jesus died for us while we are still sinners of them, then we know how God loved us.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明。
Christ died for us while still sinner, and God demonstrated His love for us.
最后我们来思想耶稣死在十字架上，让我们看到我们这些信他的人是多么的安全了。
So the last thing we want to say is why Jesus had to die on the cross is that Jesus died on the cross. All of us who trust Him, we are secured.
为什么呢？因为我们的罪债耶稣替我还清了。
Why? Because the debt of our sin was paid, fully paid by Jesus Christ.
上帝不再追讨我的对他的亏欠了，没有人追我的债了，上帝不追讨我的债。
God is no longer seeking the debt of us against Him.
我再也不怕地狱的火了。
I'm not no longer afraid of fire of hell.
啊，每天我都平平安安的睡去。
And every day I can sleep in a peace.
啊，第二天啊，要么平平安安的起来，要么去到天家。
Second day, the second morning, either I get up in peace or I in the midst of my sleep, I go went to heaven.
因为我跟神和好了。
Because I'm reconciled with God.
他的愤怒再也不会落在我身上，因为我对上帝不亏不欠。
His wrath is no longer upon me because I am nothing to God.
因为耶稣替我还清。
Because Jesus paid for me.
啊，所以我们从十字架上看到上帝的公义圣洁。
So in the cross we see the God's justice and God's holiness.
我们看到耶稣的死，我们看到人的罪是何等的大。
We see the death of Jesus Christ. We see because of how great the perform is our sin.
我们看到耶稣的死，我们看见上帝对罪人何等的爱啊！
And we also see how great love that Jesus got toward the sinner.
我们看到耶稣在十字架上受死，我们看到我们自己信他的人何等的平安。
And when we look at Jesus Christ upon the cross, we know that how secure and peace.That we have.
我们最后一起来读两处圣经经文。那么呢，如果有弟兄姊妹身体不太舒服呢，也可以坐着。如果你身体条件许可，我们都一起站着来读。
Let's stand up and read two scriptures. If your condition is not allowed, you can sit there to read.
我们。